BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces. And this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone. Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's 5:53 here in the Queen City. And as you walk outside, it is cold. Oh my goodness. It's so cold. 27 degrees today with a high of 44. Yeah, I wouldn't be even mad at you if you pull out that fur today. I want to see it. Y'all got to stay warm out here. Coats, gloves, hats, all that. Bring them out because it is cold. Major announcement. Big announcement coming your way this morning at 7 a.m. Find out who else is coming to our winter block party. Oh, you don't want to miss this one. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door in the building, holding it down for No Limit Larry, but I'm not by myself. I got my brother with me, comedian Burpee. Good morning, Burpee.
I say good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
And one more time.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening?
Major announcement.
Calm down.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even sleep
last night.
I was just so excited.
7 o'clock.
I just can't even wait for it. It's a big announcement.
7 o'clock, Jess.
Oh, my goodness.
Calm down.
You know what?
What?
I'm excited about this announcement, but I'm even more excited about the actual concert. This concert is going to be so dope.
It's going to be dumb diddy.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you definitely want to pick them up. Power98FM.com, Ticketmaster, all of that. Winter Block Party going down December 5th at the Bojangles Coliseum. The baby's going to be there. Fetty Wap is going to be there. Leighton Green is going to be there. Zsa Zsa, Ruby Rose. It's going to be crazy.
Mm.
And we're still adding names this morning. 7 a.m. Find out who it is. We're counting down.
Big announcement alert.
Big announcement. How was your evening, Bert?
My evening was good.
Oh, did you do anything special?
No, they came and fixed my heat.
Oh.
Finally. I've been out of heat since, what's today? Last Wednesday.
Really? A whole week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the whole unit had to be replaced.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, they finally came and fixed it. It gave me a whole new thermostat. I feel like I'm in a new home.
Well, I'm glad that happened. Like, because it's cold outside, Bert.
Yeah, it is. It's real cold.
That actually happened to another friend of mine. Hers went out over the weekend. And she was saying, you know, I might need to come. And my family, we might need to stay at your house. I was like, you're more than welcome. I've actually had it where my air condition has gone out.
Yep, that's happened to me before, too.
In the summer. Which one would you prefer?
I'd prefer... Ooh, I don't know.
I'm definitely let my heat go out.
Yeah, I think I let the heat go out.
Because
I don't want to be hot.
Yeah.
So I let the heat go out.
When that air conditioner went out, I was just laying. I was like, don't move. Everybody, just stay still. It was miserable. Yeah. But at least with the heat going out, you can have covers and blankets, and you can layer up your clothes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, speaking of being cold, shout out to your girl, Nikki. She's doing something real dope. She does it all the time. But, you know, temperatures are expected to reach lows this weekend here in Charlotte, which means that a lot of shelters are going to be overflooded with homeless people. So she's getting out in the community this Sunday from 10 until 12, and she's going to be giving out like coats and blankets and hats and things like that. So if you need more information about it, you can hit her up on her Instagram page, Your Girl Nikki. She does it during the summer too, where she calls it Keep Charlotte Cool. Well, this time is going to be Keep Charlotte Warm. So I'm going to be making a donation to that, giving some blankets and some hats and some gloves. You know, you all can run to the Family Dollar and pick up those items, or if you just have them laying around. For some reason, I have an influx of gloves laying around my house. I don't
gloves?
Know why. Yes. You know what it is? Gloves are just one of those gifts that, like, if you have to give something at an office, party or something like that, it's easy. You can wrap it up. So people give gloves and scarves because they're cheap and, you know. So I got a whole bunch of them. So I'm going to be giving out, giving away. And I got some old coats that, you know, don't fit people anymore. I'm going to be giving those away. So shout out to your girl, Nikki. And you can hit her up if you want to help out with that project. Did you hear about Disney Plus?
I did. The new app dropped yesterday.
Yep, it dropped yesterday. Disney Plus for $7. You can get movies, shows,
that's
originals from Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar, and their own Disney Studios. Plus, you're going to get all of the classics. Yep, just $7. And they're comparing it to, it's compatible with Netflix's $16 tier.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're giving them a run for their money. However, I'm hearing that the rollout had a couple of snafus yesterday.
Of course it
did. People were on the phone with customer service for over an hour.
They all have snafus when they first come out.
Yeah, so we'll see how that one rolls out. But I know a lot of people were excited about Disney Plus. If you did not know, it rolled out yesterday. So you can go ahead and grab that. All right, it is 5:59 here in the Queen City. And it's time for us to get our inspirational word of the day.
Good morning. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. God gave you anger as an... That's why the way I walk, looking
like you, just trying to... 607 here in the Queen City. That is music from Chris Brown featuring Gunna. The name of it is Heat. As you walk outside, 25 degrees with a high of 44. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. He's comedian Burpee, and this is the Morning Madhouse. And don't forget, we got a big announcement coming your way this morning at 7 a.m. You don't want to miss it. Find out who else is coming to our winter block party on December 5th at the Bojangles Coliseum. If you don't have your tickets, go ahead and pick them up right now. Power98FM.com. Has all of the details. Around this time each and every morning, we give y'all our Madhouse question of the day. Let's find out what we're talking about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. And don't forget that the EPMD 30-year anniversary show is coming up November 30th at the Fillmore. Beanie Siegel and Freeway are going to be there. You can get your tickets now at power98fm.com and all Ticketmaster locations.
All right. Madhouse question of the day. You can chime in on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Today's question is, would you be offended if your fiancé asked you to sign a prenup? Would you be offended? Burp?
No.
You wouldn't?
No. No, I have to say no, because if I ask for someone to sign a prenuptial agreement, then I wouldn't want them to be offended.
Do you think that your answer would have been different before you got married?
No.
It still would have been the same?
Yeah. I think it would have been the same.
Okay. All right.
I think it would have been different if I weren't in the profession I'm in. I do think that.
What if, like, you married a big-time celebrity and they asked you to sign a prenup? Would you be, would you be like, someone who had millions of dollars?
No,
wouldn't be offended?
No, because I know, I've seen it play out. Mm-hmm. I've seen it play, celebrity marriages play out in so many different ways. So, no, I wouldn't be offended.
Yeah, I don't think I would be offended either. But just because listen, you got your own and you got to protect it. And I got my own and I got to protect it. And I know that when you come together, everything is supposed to be each other's. And I will respect that in the marriage. Mm-hmm. But things happen. I think, you know, things happen.
Right.
But, you know, some people have the mentality of, if you ask for a prenup, you're already walking into the marriage thinking that it's going to end in divorce.
Right.
I don't know if I particularly agree with that. I don't know. So, at this point in my life, I don't think that I would be offended if my significant other proposed to me and asked me to sign the prenup.
Right.
I don't think I would.
I don't think I would.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Madhouse Nation? Would you be offended? And if so, why or why not? Leave it on our Instagram page. What is it, Bert?
And I am Burpee.
And I am at Hey Miss Jessica, or you can always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. We're about 50 minutes away from our big announcement. Don't forget, that's coming your way at 7 a.m. And it is a Working Woman Wednesday. Ladies, one of my friends. She needs your help, all right? So keep it locked for that. It's Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
It's Power 98's Winter Block Party, and it's almost here. December 5th.
Window. What's your name?
Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B, 623 here in the Queen City. That's your throwback jam of the morning. Coming from Jay-Z, it's called Excuse Me, Miss. Coming from his album, The Blueprint 2, which dropped 17 years ago. So shout out to him for giving us great music like that. You know, that's my bestie. It's time for a Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy. Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right. If you're in the culture, then you know about the famous group Eric B. and Rakim. Well, one half of that famous duo was arrested. Eric B. spent 2 weeks in jail after turning himself in on a warrant that was 17 years old, Bert. Here's the story. Back in 2002, Eric pled guilty to assault and resisting arrest. But when he didn't show up for his court date, an arrest warrant was issued for him. His lawyer says that he was given bad advice about the case from his former lawyer and claims Eric never received notice for his failure to appear. He's got to be back in court on November 22nd due to this. So.
Wow.
Yeah. 17 years ago.
That's stupid.
That's crazy. Well, I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
Get up.
Ladies, tell them I woke up like this.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
That's right. It is a Working Woman Wednesday. Ladies, I got a topic for you. I have a friend that needs some help, all right? And I might even let the fellas chime in on this one this morning, all right? Because it would be good to get their perspective on this, too. So, I have a very, very good friend. She is the sweetest girl in the world. Very, very nice young lady. Recently got out of a marriage and is dating. She's in the dating world. And she's been dating this guy now for probably about 6 months. It's been about 6 months. And for maybe about half of the months, maybe about 3 months, it just ain't been clicking. It just hasn't. Even when she talks to me about him, I'm like, girl, like, you just sound so disinterested in him. You are not interested in him. And she's like, I just don't think that we're compatible. I keep giving him a try. I keep giving him a chance. I just don't think that we're compatible. And I was like, well, stop wasting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Your time. Stop wasting your time and his time. And just go ahead and end this. She's like, I'm going to hurt his feelings. I'm going to hurt his feelings. You know, I don't want her. She's like, he's not a bad guy. They have great conversation, but that's about it. You know, it's, he's not taking care of everything that she needs him to take care of. So I'm like, you got to end this. And she's like, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Oh my God.
How do I do this? How do I in this with this fella? And me, I'm like, just end it. Just stop answering his phone calls. Tell him, you know, like, I don't think we're compatible. She's afraid of hurting his feelings. So, ladies, how do you end it with a guy and keeping his feelings in check? What would be your advice to my friend? 570 WPEG. I mean, Bert.
Can I?
I don't know if I want to hear from you.
No, you do. You do.
I don't know if I want to hear from you.
No, you
on
do.
This one.
That's the perfect time to break up with somebody.
Okay.
It's when there's nothing wrong between the two of you. If that makes sense. Like, you don't want to break up with somebody when y'all beefing, because then that could get pettier and pettier and pettier and pettier. You're going to try to out-petty them. They're going to try to out-petty you. And it turns into a whole mess. But if there's absolutely nothing wrong with the two of y'all, but you're just not compatible. That's the only reason is you're not compatible. Oh, get up out of there. What you holding on to?
She's such a sweet, nice girl.
With your nice ass. Go somewhere. nobody want to be in a relationship with your sweet ass.
Okay. Let me also add this in there. There is a child involved in there. And
between
there
the two of them?
No. Not between. He has a child. And she has forged a relationship with that child. And so,
how long they been together?
This has been about 6 months.
Oh, hell no.
It's been about 6 months.
He ain't even calling her mama yet.
So, you know, that also does play a factor in it, you know. So, the question is, what is your advice to her and how can she end this nicely?
That child still calling her by her first name.
So that she doesn't hurt this man's feelings. She wants to do this nicely. She asked me, she was like, Jessica, please ask your listeners to help me out. So that's what we're going to do this morning. 570 WPEG is a Working Woman Wednesday. Let's help my friend out here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98. Good morning.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app.
Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 6:37 here in the Queen City as you walk outside. 25 degrees with a high of 44. It is a Working Woman Wednesday. And ladies, one of my very, very good friends needs your help.
Yeah. Get up, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Yes, it is a Working Woman Wednesday, and I have a very, very good friend who has been dealing with this guy for about 6 months, but like half of that, like about 3 months of it, she's like, this just isn't working. She's been trying, but she's like, we are just not compatible. And I'm like, girl, you don't even sound like you like him. And she's like, I'm like, end it. And she's like, I know I need to. I just don't know how because I don't want to hurt his feelings. Like, he is full-fledged in it. He thinks that that is his girlfriend. And she's like, not so much. Not so much. And she just doesn't want to hurt his feelings. She doesn't want to hurt his feelings. She's trying to break this and end this on a nice note. So 570-WPEG, what is your advice for my friend and how should she end this? Power 98, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. How should she break up with this guy nicely?
Well, first off, I think that maybe she rushed into getting with someone too early. And also, everybody that come across our path not meant to be in a relationship with you could just been that y'all should have just been friends from the beginning. And now that you're in this relationship, and a child is involved, I think that you should break up now and just let them know that, hey, you need to work on, you still need time to yourself to know you and be your own company. And if you're good with yourself and being by yourself, at least for a little while, then that right person will come along and you'll know that that was meant for the relationship, not the friendship.
I think that she knows that. She just doesn't know what to say to him. What should she say to him?
She should tell him just that. She don't think that they were meant to be in a relationship, that maybe we should just be friends.
Okay.
Because if it was the shoes on the other foot, a guy would tell you they wouldn't hesitate. They wouldn't worry about your feelings.
That is true. A guy would tell you it's not.
First of all,
it's not you, it's me. We're not talking to you today. Power 98. Good morning.
Good morning.
What you got on this topic? What should she say to this man to break up with him in a nice way?
Well, she already knows what she wants to do because she talked to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, first of all, she needs to do it in person. Don't be like the millennials and try to ghost somebody and just stop the communication, Jessica. But I think that she needs to just be honest with how she's feeling and at least allow him that option to get that closure. And she just needs to really take responsibility for her part in the relationship, if there's any responsibility to take. And all she simply needs to say to him is, I think that it's best that me and you go our separate ways, and this is the reason why. Like, I want to do better. I want to move on. Whatever it might be, she just needs to be honest and tell him in person. That's it.
Well, thank you very much.
It's her fault.
Why is it her fault?
Because she knew from jump. This is the same man. She got in a relationship with the guy that's been the same way since she met him.
Well, no. She is not. They are not boyfriend and girlfriend. She's just been steady dealing with him.
He so what's she breaking up with?
He thinks that they're like in a relationship.
He thinks it.
And so she really wants to just like, she's like, no, I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh,
like,
no. Then leave. She ain't even in no relationship. It's definitely her fault.
Power 98, good morning. What you think about this one?
Good morning. I've been in this situation before. So it's two ways you can do this. One, you can just kind of fall back and not really reply to text messages, phone calls, and just kind of say that you're busy. And he'll get the hint sometimes.
So you're...
Go ahead.
No, I was asking you, so your advice to her is just to fall back.
Yeah, just fall back. Like, usually, you know how we so quick to respond to text messages and stuff? When he texts you, don't reply. And then, you know, just kind of one-word reply, and he'll see that the communication is getting thinner. Or the next thing is just let him know, like, hey, do you think we moving too fast? Then he'd be like, no, yes, what about you? He's going to open up and be like, yeah. You know, I think we should just slow down.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. See, Burp, here's the thing. This guy really likes her.
Right.
This guy really likes her. And so it's when you are trying to be considerate of the other person's feelings, it's not a matter of like, just end it or whatever. You don't want to hurt that person. And so when you don't want to hurt somebody, it's difficult to just bite the bullet and do something like this.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, and I say that because...
You're heartless.
No, the fact that you said that they're not even in a relationship.
He thinks that they are. He perceives this as like, this is my girlfriend. And she's like...
Has she said no?
Yeah, she's like, no, I'm not. She doesn't refer to him as boyfriend or anything like that. But like I said, she has enjoyed the conversation with him and things like that, hoping that this would get better. And she's like, it's not changing.
No,
and we're just not compatible.
No, that's
and this
her.
Isn't working out.
I'm not saying that to make it seem like because I'm a guy, but that's on her. If it was the dude acting that way, that would be on him. But it's on her because she's leading him on.
And so she's trying to get out of it. She's trying to figure out a nice way to get out of it.
Grow up and tell a man leave you alone.
She doesn't want to hurt his feelings, Buffy. It's not that easy. 570-WPEG. You're not even supposed to be talking today. It's Working Woman Wednesday. We need your help. It's Power 98. Good morning.
It's Power 98's Winter Block Party. And it's almost here. December 5th at the Bojangles.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
It's 7 o'clock! It's 7 o'clock,
Percy!
Okay. Oh, my God, 7 o'clock!
Calm down.
Can I do it now?
Okay.
Can I do it?
All right.
All right.
Calm down, Jessica. Okay, all right. Coming to the block party, Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, y'all already know that we got Leighton Green.
Uh-huh.
We got Ruby Rose.
Uh-huh.
We got Jaja.
Uh-huh.
We got Fetty Wap.
Okay.
We got Black Zach.
Okay.
And we got who?
The baby.
We got him coming and just... Woo! Announce. Go ahead, Jessica. You can do it. Go ahead.
Nope. You know what? I'm going to let the homie do it. Power 98, all the nosy neighbors out there, find out who's coming to our winter block party.
The disappointment ends now. We're not taking any questions. You begged us for her, and we got her, too. Charlotte, it's Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Live at the Winter Block Party.
No, you can't touch this. Hey.
You thought we was playing.
I needed some twist and bop it.
The hottest in the game. Da Baby.
The hottest thing smoking right now.
The Winter Block Party. This shit is bigger than Christmas.
Who gon' handle me?
December 5th will never be the same again.
Megan Thee Stallion ain't scared. I'm a pathetic.
It's Megan Thee Stallion, live at the Winter Block Party. Tickets on sale now. Purchase your tickets at all Ticketmaster locations or online at power98fm.com.
That's right on the hot girls! It's going down December 5th at the Bojangles Coliseum. Megan Thee Stallion will be live in the Queen City. You got to pick up your tickets right now. power98fm.com.
Is this what you want?
Yep.
We finna shut the entire city down.
Look how she talk, she sexy. I like when they pretty and ghetto. Type of don't even say hello.
All the hot girls, you need to come out. December 5th, get your tickets right now, power98fm.com. Any Ticketmaster location is the Power 98 Winter Block Party. Megan Thee Stallion and the baby live in the Queen City.
I keep it realer than real. All the critics and how they feel. I'm getting money, it is what it is. They want to know how I did what I did. Don't worry about why I do what I do. Cause I ain't worried about you. Nah, I don't want to be cool. Still hanging with the same crew.
That's right. The city is going to be on fire. Megan Thee Stallion live in the Queen City. It's the Power 98 Winter Block Party. We the only station that's doing it like this. Hey.
Hot girl, summer say you know she got it lit. No, she got it lit.
Hey, handle me. Who gon' handle her?
Okay.
Thinking he's a player, he's a member on the team. Listen. He put in all that work, he wanna be the MVP. I told him ain't no taming me. I love my niggas equally. Thinking 9 to 5 niggas with that superstar beat. The superstar star, now I got him far lit. I called him Jake to get that nick. I told him call him, send no text. And don't you tell him you with me when they be asking what you got. Hey.
Who ain't gonna be on stage?
Oh my God.
Who ain't gonna be on stage?
What you do this with?
Who ain't gonna be on stage? Shock, I'm gonna need you to hold my back up because I'm running up behind Megan. You gotta hold me up, dog. I'm running up behind Megan.
Power 98, summer block party, winter block party.
I'm doing it for all the real ones out there. I'm risking it all
left,
when Megan
right,
come in.
Left, right, left, right.
Listen.
It's gonna be crazy. Get your tickets right now, power98fm.com. Okay. Listen.
Megan Thee Stallion, if you're just tuning in, Megan Thee Stallion is coming to the Power 98 Winter Block Party December 5th with the baby. We shutting the Queen City down. Who else is doing this? Power 98. Nobody else.
Because we the plug, baby. Hey.
What other radio station bringing you a show like this? Nobody. What other radio station bringing you a show like this? Nobody. I wonder who got mad and slammed the door just now.
Told y'all to get your tickets. I told y'all to get your tickets. Megan Thee Stallion will be live in the Queen City at the Power 98 Winter Block Party. Get your tickets now. Power98FM.com. Hey!
This will happen when you run the streets. You bring the big dogs into town. You bring Megan Thee Stallion. You bring the baby.
Is this what you want? We know it's what you want. That's why we bringing it to you.
Oh. 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 Listen. Security need to get ready for me.
Horsey. Hey.
Let her come here with one of them outfits on. See what happens. Rock that till you blast off. Hey. Yeah. Let's have a sex talk. Huh. Got a big boy then. Hey, can you make it feel like the first time, huh? I don't get tired, let them wear that. Hey, hey,
big old freak. Yes, 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 y'all. All hot girls, you need to go ahead and cop your tickets right now, power98fm.com. This is just a taste of what the show is going to be like. Talking about the Power 98 Winter Block Party. It's going to be lit. Pop it, huh? They dreaming by hot rocket, huh? I hit my phone with a horse, so I know Demi come over and ride. I'm on the way, ride on this thing, I'm like, hey, hey.
She's coming to Charlotte, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all remember the celebrity basketball game?
How she shut it down?
Shut down the entire celebrity basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And she's even bigger now. Ain't nobody got a funny tip, tip toes and roll to the tip like me. I got him addicted, he fiending. My body a drug and he need it. He begging me for the treat, begging me. He throw a fit when I leave him. He like, baby, let me roll, let me roll. You know how many dudes was hitting me up? Like, please let it be Megan. Please let it be Megan. It is Megan Thee Stallion. She will be here. They don't understand that I'm all in this head and there's nothing to do with my body. You've been feeling for me lately. Going crazy, crazy. I got what you need. I'm going to give it to you, baby. Going crazy, crazy. Feeling for me lately. I got what you need. I'm going to give you what you crave. That's what you want.
Yeah. We know that's what you want. That's why we are bringing her to you. It is our Power 98 Winter Block Party. That's just a taste of what she is going to do on the stage. You need to get your tickets today, baby. It's going to sell out. We are the only station that is bringing you this lineup December 5th at the Bojangles Coliseum. Tickets are on sale right now, power98fm.com. Bert, what's the full lineup?
The full lineup, you got Jaja.
Uh-huh.
You got Ruby Rose.
Okay.
You got Fetty Wap.
Okay.
You got Black Zach.
Uh-huh.
You got who? The baby, the baby, the baby, the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And just added
today the announcement, Tina Snow, a.k.a. Megan Thee, because there's a lot of E's, Stallion, will be in the Queen City December 5th at the Bojangles Coliseum for our winter block party, man. Drop the mic.
Power98FM.com. You know, we're going to get you ready for her. Here she is. Get on the phone line, 570 up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
570 WPEG. It's time to shine the light on some people. I'm so excited. I just want to shine the light on some people. 570 WPEG. While you're dialing. Here she is, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj. Hot Girl Summer. She's going to be live in the Queen City December 5th. Let's go.
Hot Barbie Summer.
What Juicy say?
If you missed the announcement, Megan Thee Stallion will be live in the Queen City for the Power 98 Winter Block Party. It's going down December 5th at the Bojangles Coliseum. You need to get your tickets right now. Power98FM.com. The baby's going to be there. Megan Thee Stallion, Fetty Wap, Leighton Green, Zsa Zsa, Ruby Rose, Black Zach. This one is one you don't want to miss, and you need to get your tickets early because it is going to sell out. All right? You know what happens around this time? We shine a light on people that are doing great things in the world, whether it be your mama, your sister, your auntie, your brother, your cousin, or your Hubert.
Shout out to your daddy!
Let's shine a light on him.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on, get your shine on, get your shine on. You know we gon' make it.
Shine on me. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to shine that light on?
I am shining the light on y'all. Y'all ready, baby, to fire, yeah, but especially my daddy.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
I would like, good morning. I would like to shine the light on my boys, the DeQuaylen Blackwood, for making the Mooresville High School junior varsity basketball team, and Tiger Blackwood for going undefeated in the Mooresville Middle School football, seventh grade football.
There it is. Congratulations to them. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to shine that light on?
I'm shining the light on all my single parents, mother or father. If you up at the crack of dawn and you getting your kids together off to school and going to get that bag, baby, I'm shining the light on you today. May y'all have a blessed day to all my kings and queens.
And we returning that love right back to you, sis.
Shine on me, 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 shine on me.
Good morning, you on with Power 98. Who you letting shine?
Power 98, because they bringing my girl, Hot Girl Meg, to the QC on December 5th. I'm so excited, and I'm getting on stage with her.
I absolutely love it. Shout out to everybody that's going to be hanging out with us at our winter block party December 5th at the Bojangles Coliseum. Burp, I have a special shine that I want to send.
Okay.
I want to send this one out to my god sister, Miss Charlize. She listens to the show all the time, and she is celebrating 104 days of being sober. So proud of you, god sister, and I love you to life. Way to go. Congratulations to you, 104 days sober, and here's to a lifetime of sobriety. All right, we're up out of here. What's coming up next? The Nosy Neighbor News. I'm so excited.
You forgot the show?
I forgot what's coming up next. I'm so excited. You know I've been waiting to do that.
Yes, I know, Jess.
I've been waiting to tell them that Megan coming.
Yeah, I know.
We the only station that's doing that, Bird.
I know. We the only ones.
Them other stations, they be trying. And then we listen to the needs of our listeners, and then we produce.
We heard y'all out there. Oh, I don't want to come to this. This the lineup.
And then we don't want to come to this. But before that, we was like, we got to do something for them because we love them. I love.
This is for y'all. This is for Charlotte, America.
The baby and Megan.
The baby and Megan on the same stage.
All right, y'all give me a minute. Let me get myself
together. Stop playing, man.
We'll be back. It's Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
It's necessary. It's crazy. It's needed.
With Charlotte's Plug,
Power 98. You go with Sitco. You.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, November 13th, being brought to you by our CMPD Toy Drive. You can join Power 98 Friday, November 22nd at the University City Walmart for the CMPD's Explorers Christmas Project Toy Drive. Drop off donations between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Thanks to our partners at Fox 46 and the CMPD. Log on to power98fm.com for more details about that. Well, Summer Walker said that she was going to call it quits after her tour ended, but it looks like there has been a change of plans. The singer is shortening her tour because of her social anxiety. She said in her Instagram post, Summer let her fans know that she was cutting the tour short, and if you had tickets to the canceled shows, you're going to be getting a refund. Well, John Legend has a new title. According to People Magazine, the singer is the sexiest man alive. John says, I was excited, but I was a little scared at the same time because it's a lot of pressure. Everyone's going to be picking me apart to see if I'm sexy enough to hold this title. I'm also following Idris Elba, which is not fair, and it is not nice to me. Congratulations on your new title, John Legend. Colin Kaepernick has a private workout with the NFL scheduled this weekend. But before he heads in to show him what he's got, word is the former quarterback has some demands. Colin wants to make sure that the teams are sending the serious decision makers, not the little peons, and the ones that will be making the ones that will make sure that this is a legitimate process. Colin says, I've been in shape and ready for this for 3 years. Can't wait to see the head coaches and GMs on Saturday. Good luck to him. Remember, I told you all about El Chapo's wife. She might be joining the cast of the VH1 show Cartel Crew. Well, it looks like that rumor was true. VH1 has already promoted her by releasing teasers of the episodes that will feature Miss Emma. Word is she'll be talking about her life being married to El Chapo, as well as her other business ventures. Now, if you haven't seen Cartel Crew before, the show centers around 8 people who have family ties to some of the most notorious families in the drug world. Happy birthday to Whoopi Goldberg. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Power 98.
Do you know what I said about John Legend in the nosy neighbor news? Well, if you do, I got tickets for you to go see Dave East at the Underground. Get on the phone line right now, 570-WPEG. I'm going to hook you up with those tickets. First caller through, you are my winner.
Oh.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip. Station, that's the plug.
We out here. It's Power 98.
All right. You know what happens around this time. No Limit Larry normally tells you why he's mad, but I'm here, and I'm going to tell you why I'm glad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Little plug to do a Miss Jessica Glad intro for me. I'm not mad today. Yesterday I was mad, but today I am very happy. I saw this story yesterday about an eighth grade teacher in Atlanta. His name is Sammy Regard. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. Well, he allows kids in his classroom to participate in Freestyle Friday if they meet certain goals in his classroom, if they get good grades or if they're doing good deeds. And it's really dope. The kids are really excited about showing their bar in the classroom. He does. And then he goes live, like on Facebook and on on other social media platforms so that people can encourage the students as they are participating in Freestyle Friday. And a lot of rap artists are now beginning to recognize him for the good work that he's doing. If you want to see some of the videos, you can check him out on Instagram at Sammy Regaud. And his last name is spelled R-I-G-A-U-D. I love teachers that think outside the box, you know, and it's not even that big of a deal. You know, he's just doing Freestyle Friday with the kids. And that's also teaching them something also. Did you have a teacher that did something like that, that thought outside the box and did something unique, Burpee?
No.
In the, you never had teachers like that?
No.
Wow.
I didn't like my teachers growing up.
None of them?
My second grade teacher, Miss Smith. I liked her.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, shout out to this teacher that's thinking outside the box. I've had some great teachers that have done some great things. I cannot think of this. It's Barry, I believe it's Mr. White, Barry White. And he was over at Ashley Park, but he's the teacher that went viral for the handshakes.
Amazing singer.
No, not the singer, Burpee. Oh, he's a teacher. Oh. He's an elementary school teacher. And I think he went viral for the handshakes. I know that he was working over at Ashley Park. I'm not sure if he's still there, but he does some cool, innovative things. Shout out to all of the teachers like this young man in Atlanta that do great, creative things with their kids, because those are the teachers that will never be forgotten by their students. So shout out to him. And he makes me glad today. All right. Mr. Incognito is on the way with the mix. So don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked. It's Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social.
Incognito live in the mix doing his thing. That's how we always do it. And look, if you haven't heard about it, you know that it's going down December 5th. It's our Power 98 Winter Block Party. You don't want to miss this. Just announced today, we have added Megan Thee Stallion to the lineup. Megan Thee Stallion will be here live in the Queen City on December 5th at the Bojangles Coliseum. It's going down. Get your tickets today. Power98FM.com. Right around this time, you know what we do. We check in with Burpee to find out what he's thinking about.
Cut that music off, Jessica. Sometimes I have Jessica, turn that music off. And cut my music off.
Sometimes I have no thoughts.
Cut my music off, Jessica.
All right. I'm sorry. I had to find your music, sir.
It's Wednesday, and today's word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real. Why they call me that, Chuck?
Because you keep it 100.
100. And today's word is something going around, Chuck and Jessica. And I believe it's something in the sauce. It's something in the sauce out here in these streets. What else will make you wait in line longer than you wait for a pair of Jordans? Is something in the sauce? Something in the sauce? Don't you dare say that it's sold out, because I'm liable to kill you. Is something in the sauce? You won't even wait in line with your babies for Santa Claus, but you wait in line for a little chicken sandwich. Is something in the sauce? I saw a woman get slammed, Shark. And you know what I said, Shark? Dub dirt up, let the boys be boys, cause it's something in the sauce. It ain't a crack epidemic no more, it's a chick epidemic, cause it's something in the sauce. They fighting in the drive-thru, why, Jessica?
Cause it's something in the sauce.
Cause it's something in the sauce. Say it with a little more pep in your step, why, Jessica?
It's something in the sauce.
Why, Shark?
It's something in that sauce, dude.
It's something. Where else are you gonna get spicy mayonnaise? You got a regular mayo, you got Miracle Whip, but no, they got what? Spicy mayonnaise. That means something to me. It means something to you. It means something to the people out there. And what does that mean? It's something in the what?
The sauce.
Something in the sauce. The doors of the church are now open. If there, when I say the doors are open, that means it. That's it, Jessica. The
and
doors of the church. It's something in your thoughts.
What you thought?
Cool. We
call them classics.
Oh, 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 for sure.
Classic Hip Hop Sunday.
It's like this and like that and like this.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
It is time for a Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Today we're going to be talking about Lauryn Hill. She's filed a lawsuit against her cousin over an unpaid loan. Word is Lauryn loaned her cousin Gerald Hill $65,000 2 years ago. They had a contract for the loan to be paid interest free, but if it wasn't paid in time, interest fees would kick in until the loan was paid. Well, the case went to court, and when her cousin didn't show up, Lauryn won the judgment, and her cousin was ordered to pay the loan in installments. Unfortunately, he still hasn't paid. You better give Lauryn her money. You know she owes the government some money. You better help her out. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Coming up is We Family Wednesday. We got to help this brother out with his little situation. Make sure you tuned in. That's coming up right after this Afro B. It's called Joanna here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Joanna, your busy body, busy tonight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, 8:26 here in the Queen City, 27 degrees as you walk outside. It is cold with a high of 44. It's time for our We Family Wednesday letter. If you are new to the show, we get letters from our listeners and then call in asking for advice because we are family and we got to help each other out. All right. Today's letter reads, Madhouse, I've been dealing with this girl for about a year. We've had our ups and our downs, but last weekend I reached my breaking point. She came to my house tripping. It got so bad that I had to call the police. The next day, her son called me and asked me, was something wrong? Because his mother had been in her room all day. I told him that me and his mom had broke up. He told me, I hope that you all can work it out, but I know that that can't happen. She sent me text messages apologizing, but once the police got involved, I was done. Here is my problem. I have become very close to her kids, and I want to continue my relationship with them, but I don't want anything to do with their mother. What do I do about the kids? Madhouse Nation, we need you to chime in. Hit us up on the phone line, 570-WPEG. Help us out. Help this brother out. It is our We Family Wednesday letter of the morning. Guy wants to know, how does he deal with the kids in this relationship? Doesn't want to do anything else, have any type of relationship with the mother, but wants to continue his relationship with the kids. 570-WPEG. Let's help him out. It's We Family Wednesday here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media.
Come on.
At Power 98 FM.
At this very moment, thousands of people are listening to this commercial about how there's a local Geico agent in your area. What if we all smiled at the same time? Would it break the record for biggest communal smile ever? Or would we find we have something caught in our teeth? Let's see. 1, 2, 3. I'm smiling. Smiling away. Call or visit your local Geico agent.
A message from Tom Steyer.
The American people can fix anything. The problem is corporations and the...
You, yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can think of myself. I call my family to give me some help.
It is a We Family Wednesday Madhouse, and today's topic is being brought to you by the biggest New Year's Eve party. It's going down at the Graham Street Station, 2016 North Graham Street, the Marduk Room, Scarlet, Halftime, and the Garden. Doors open up at 9, free until 11. It's hosted by Von Yetta and DJ Butterfingers. For more information, log on to Power98FM.com. Madhouse.com. All right, today's letter reads, Madhouse, I've been dating this girl for about a year. We've had our ups and our downs, but last weekend I reached my breaking point. She came to my house tripping. It got so bad that I had to call the police. The next day, her son called me and asked me, was something wrong? Because his mother had been in her room all day. I told him that me and his mom broke up. He told me that he hopes that we can work it out, but I know that that can't happen. She has sent me text messages apologizing, but once the police got involved, I was done. Here's my problem. I have become very close to her kids, and I want to continue my relationship with them, but I want nothing to do with their mother. What do I do about the kids? We got to go to the phone lines, and Madhouse Nation, y'all help them out. 570-WPEG. Good morning. What you think?
Yeah, man, that's really a tough one. I've been there myself with my ex-fiance. You know, it really sucks, you know, but if you don't actually plan on getting back with the mom, eventually it's going to backfire on you. The kids are going to want to try to come back together. It's like you're playing mind games with them. So I would, if I were him, it's going to hurt. But you
got to
go.
And that's the tough part. You definitely don't want to play my games with anybody, but especially the kids. Power 98, good morning. What you got on this topic?
Good morning, Miss Jessica. I want to look out for this dude as a brother. We all fans, right? I need to tell dude, as a brother, he needs to leave the kids alone. It's only going to cause problems down in the future. As she meets another dude, things go on. He's still seeing the kids. It's going to look bad. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I feel like dude just needs to leave the kids alone. He can find another girl who don't have any kids. They can have kids of their own. Or maybe she has some kids and he can get over it that way. But it's just going to cause more problems for the man down the road.
Well, look at this. The brothers are really chiming in on this one today. DJ Shark, you live in here. What do you think? What do you think he should do about the children in this situation?
Sticky situation.
Mm-hmm.
A or B? That's a good question.
The majority of the people are saying he should just walk away. He needs to walk away.
But on the other hand, take a village. if you helping the kids prosper in life, that might hurt them as well. But I can see what they're saying too.
Mm-hmm.
Walk away, because eventually, if it don't work out, somebody's gonna get a spouse.
Yeah, and so that's the other thing. People are like, well, what happens when she gets another significant other, right? And that is very valid. But also, what happens when you get a significant other? The other person that's involved in this, like the man in this situation. What happens when you get a significant other? It begins to take a toll. And here's where it becomes to get sticky, right? The man in this situation has the mindset of, I don't want anything to do with you. I just want to continue my relationship with your kids, right? Mm-hmm. The woman in this relationship, she's not there. Her thought process is, I want my man back. I made a mistake. I want my man back. Mm-hmm. So while you have that mindset, she's not thinking along those same levels, and it becomes real muddy for her. Mm-hmm. And then that whole situation becomes muddy. It becomes money for you, it becomes money for her, and it becomes money for those kids. I would sort of tend to agree with the majority of our callers and just sort of say, you have to take a step back. Now, is it a hard break where it's like you like completely cut them off? No, you don't want to hurt the kids like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to begin to take a step back away from this, because right now, everything is just a little bit too muddy in the situation. That would be my advice to the guy.
So basically, they saying, hey, man, I ain't coming back no more. Y'all go find your real dad.
No, they ain't saying do it like that. It becomes so difficult, man. It becomes so difficult when kids are involved in this situation.
You're right.
Because you don't want to hurt them.
Yeah, so.
And also for the person that's involved in it, this guy has developed a great relationship with these kids. And so it's going to be some hurt on his end, too.
Which is good, because I've been in a lot of relationships where them kids couldn't stand when I came home.
Yeah.
So mama turned it back.
Unfortunately, any way that it rolls in this situation, someone's going to get hurt.
Maybe.
Someone's going to get hurt. Unless
it's a group
they get
effort.
Back together.
No, I can say, hey, group effort. Listen, this is what's going on for the next few weeks since it just happened. Y'all might hang out, but.
Mm-hmm.
We need to gradually just kick it to checking on you know, everybody, hey, yeah, everything cool? Yeah, okay, blah, 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 keep it moving.
Yeah. What you think, Madhouse Nation? Get on the phone line, 570-WPEG. And if you can't get through there, you can always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
When you go with Citco, you fuel good, because with every tank you fill up,
Leighton Green, Lil Baby City Girls, is called Leave Him Alone. Leighton Green will be in the Queen City on December 5th, along with DaBaby and just announced Megan Thee Stallion. You can pick up those tickets on our website, power98fm.com. Early in the morning, we started off. We always kick off your Madhouse question of the day. Let's find out what we're talking about today.
Let's talk about who?
All right, our Madhouse question of the day today is being brought to you by Friday Nights at the White House. You know, we're broadcasting live from 10 p.m. with Nolan Millery and DJ Butterfingers. Shine Time Management at the White House Ultra Lounge brings you $2 Fridays every Friday with Power 98. Come and party in our luxurious VIP as we broadcast live on Friday nights. For more information, visit power98fm.com. Today's question was about prenups. Would you be offended if your fiance asked you to sign a prenuptial agreement? According to Revolutionary Noop, he says, objectively, I understand why people sign them. If talked about in the beginning, probably not. But if she randomly just hands me one, yeah, I'm going to be tight. All right. Mr. I-85 says, all for it, just plain and simple like that. About her biz says, if they are my fiance already and dropped the news on me, then we have a serious communication problem, which definitely means more. That is a topic that should be discussed while dating. And she says, hashtag my two cents. What do you think about it? You can still chime in on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica. Would you be offended if your fiance asked you to sign a prenup? And you know, if you can never get through on our phone lines, our voicemail is always open, 704-227-8780. Let's find out what they're talking about today.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holla at your folks. What do you have to say?
Good morning, Madhouse. This your girl, Passion, a.k.a. Miss Purple. It is a beautiful Wednesday morning. It is Working Woman Wednesday. A shout out to all the working women out there, even the ones that are at home working with the little ones. I hope you have a blessed and prosperous day. For everyone out there, be safe, and I'll see you when I see you. Peace.
I just want to say I think that he's a great guy for wanting to keep a relationship with kids that the relationship is over. It's going to be difficult to try to move past not being with their mother anymore. But if those kids, really meant a lot to him and he meant a lot to them and vice versa, I think, it may hurt in the beginning, but they still could repair whatever relationship they did have. I just hope they can work it out.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
And Nosy Neighbor News is coming your way in around 9:30. Keep it locked. The baby should. Power 98.
Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.